down 305. Yes, we live. The fam 305. Take a ride. The fam 305. Yes, all night. The fam 305. Let's get right. The fam 305. Sit back and take a ride. Let Guru pick your mind. The fam 305, Mama G ready all the time. The fam 305, K-Dub sniping on the right. The fam 305, Dre talking ish all night. The fam 305, like, share, and subscribe. The fam 305, the fam 305, the fam 305, like, share, and subscribe. Hey, no patando, no patando. Hey, no patando, hey, no patando, no patando. All right, y'all, here's your host for tonight for the Fam 305 podcast.
Back to Fam 305 with the Rec Group podcast. I am your host tonight with a very special guest. I am the Guru, and of course, this across from me is the Patriot. How you doing, man?
I'm doing delightful. How are you?
I'm okay. You know, spring break's here. The weather's still cool, coolish.
Yeah, it's been coming on and off for sure.
On and off. Yeah, we're getting those cycles where it warms up and then it cools off. And we're
tomorrow it goes back to being hot again.
Yeah, all the way straight through the weekend.
Probably, I don't even know if we'll get any more cool after that. Feels like it's getting there.
Oh, God, I hope we do get a few more. Like, I know April every now and then you'll get a cold front or a cool front, but then May it just becomes oppressive.
We can only dream.
Yeah. As you know, the Patriot, he partakes in polyamory. And for those who have not listened to this podcast before, and this is the first time ever listening to this, like, what the hell is a polyamory? What is he talking about? So, Patriot, can you please fill in our listeners on what this is?
Absolutely. My goal or belief is that you can have more than one love. Like, you can have a deep, intimate connection with more than one person. So you date more than one person and try to find those partners. If you can find more than one that's lifelong, you keep them. You know? The types of dynamics and relationships are vast. It's just person to person, kind of. Like, I am open to all kinds of things. Like, I wouldn't mind just dating separate, where it is like I have girlfriends that never interact. But I also wouldn't mind being in a polycule where it's like we live with each other and their other boyfriend might live with us type thing.
Wow.
Just as long as everyone's like gets along all right.
So, we've done a few episodes already with the Patriot. There's a few of them. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but we talk a lot about his different relationships. And I find it just, I'm so very interested because I'm a Latin person, so I would never be able to do that. So for me, it's just like, wow, I can't believe you would even try that. But I just love the stories. I just love the interactions and just the things that take place.
Honestly, the world isn't really ready for it.
It's hard.
In the future, people will have it a lot easier than I do now. But that's kind of what it's about for me. Like, you know, you got to martyr through to make it normal.
Yeah.
But most people do treat me like an alien or let my ideals are crazy or insane or just implausible. Like, there's just no way. I've had people literally tell me they don't believe it can be a thing. And I'm like, that's funny because I know people in long relationships, and it's like there are people who have lived with their multiple partners and died and been happy. So why do you not think it's possible?
I think there's religious and control constructs that are in place, that have been in place for generations. And I think this type of open relationship style, it kind of goes out of bounds with a lot of those constructs. Like, you have to get married, you have to be with one partner. You know, even in wildlife, some animals only have one partner, but then there's others that aren't. So
yeah.
I think there's a lot to it. So All right, let's get into our individual stories.
I think the perk for us is that we have the cognitive conscious thought to decide for ourselves rather than base it on the instinct. If you go back, there isn't eras where our past humans didn't do monogamy. Like, that wasn't a thing.
Right.
It's something that they just came up with. Like, we're going to make rules, and this new rule is that you can only get one, and then you raise your one kid. That way everybody can keep track of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's where it kind of ties into what I like talking about, control and all that. But also, I just like to hear these crazy stories and great stories from Patriot, because it's just, I can't believe he's doing this. All right, so which one do you want to start off with? I give you the control of this. So who are we talking about?
I have two, love interests, so to speak. One is going for polyamory. The other one is monogamous. So what do you want to hear about first?
Let's go with the polyamorous, because the monogamy ones, I always like to see where their mind is at, but let's go with the actively polyamory.
I've talked about them before.
Yes.
Then a girl I've known for a couple of years now, and we are very good friends.
And she used to work here at the.
Yes, at the place we don't talk about.
The place we talk about, that which she.
Yeah.
That shall not be named.
Yeah. So we've known each other for a minute, and I think we've both liked each other on and off the whole time, like, here and there, but she's been in a monogamous relationship the whole time, so it's always been with that mindset, like, nothing's ever gonna happen, like, we're never gonna be a thing, like, I just kind of got used to it. Well, a couple weeks ago, the boyfriend sat me down, and
you guys are friends, right?
Oh yeah, him and I are very good friends.
So this was, and I kind of remember going back, this was a long distance relationship between her and this guy.
Yeah.
And the whole thinking was, well, at some point he's going to come and move here, take it to the next level.
Yeah, he moved. Well, they were at their level already. She was, probably just debating whether or not the relationship would continue because it was long distance.
Right.
I did hear they struggled during that phase, but
him coming here
before he came here.
Okay.
But he did move here over a year ago, and we've been hanging out about twice a week since, and. You know, the three of us are
great.
Peas in a pod.
Peas in a pod, but...
But, yeah, he
No did, polyamory pee in a pod, right?
We'll get to that. No. he did pull me aside a couple of weeks ago and say he wanted to open the relationship and be polyamorous.
Now, initially, when he first moved here, was he aware of you?
Yes.
Okay. And did you ever approach her or him about this at that time? Or no?
She asked him to open back then.
And he said what?
Shortly after he moved here.
And what did he say?
No.
And this is obviously after he met you.
Correct.
Not before.
Yeah. No, we didn't talk. They didn't talk to me about it.
So she just did it.
She did it.
And you had no idea that she was going to kind of propose that to him.
Yeah. She told me after the fact that, I asked him and then he said no. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, that's cool. You know,
we're still friends. We're cool.
Good to know.
Yeah. So then you fast forward to a few weeks ago.
He wants to open the relationship. He caught feelings for someone else. He had a crush for a little while, and then spending time with that person, it started to develop. So he was like, okay, like, now I get it. Like, you can care about someone, be excited about someone else, and have all that, and then it does not lessen what you have with who you were already with at all. Like, I still feel immense love for her, even though I'm catching feelings over here. Like, I get it. So, and I think she gave him some time just to settle with it and figure out his feelings and process all of it. But she did eventually ask him to open the relationship. Like, she wanted her romantic partner, the next one, to be me.
Now, was he sanctioned by this girl to say, go ahead and talk to the one that he was starting to have feelings for? Did he actually go out with that girl or no? Or he was just talking about it?
I mean, she hangs out in our actual friend group.
Okay, so she's part of this group.
Yeah. They do hang out one-on-one, yes. I don't believe he has told her about his feelings, no.
So we don't know that she's open to this?
Oh, she's in a monogamous relationship herself.
Oh, my gosh. So, but she doesn't... But
she's open to open. She's told me because I, you know, polyamory comes up as a topic you guys crossed, with me around.
And she says she's open to that.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I think it's like such a great social dynamic, and I think it's such a fun thing to think about, and I really like it, and blah blah blah. She's just in a monogamous relationship because her boyfriend isn't about it.
Yeah, I see, and that shuts it down.
But yeah, regardless, he still feels the way he feels and wants to open things and is open to the concept of finding more people. So she said the boundary she wants is to just basically like romantically cuddle. Like she wants to just hold someone else, kind of see how they feel about that and like explore that on their own.
Romantically cuddle. So we talking just like groping, not groping. Just like spooning.
Yeah. But with spooning. More with the intention of catching feelings and testing that compatibility.
But nothing.
Nothing physically going on. No. Just. No kissing, just, no nothing.
Just like. A bunt, not even first base, right? We're just talking basically. Bunting.
They're putting their foot in the water.
Putting their foot in the water. All right. All right. So the assumption was that this was going to start then, right? Like, so, okay, so I'm going to get to start this polyamorous relationship with this girl.
Well, he brought up that he wanted to open the relationship. I told him he should talk to his significant other about it, and then that's what he did. And they had the discussion of their boundaries, and then he came back to me and told me, like, all right, like, she told me, like, by the way, like, she told me she wants you as a partner.
And he was okay with this?
And he said no.
Now why?
That's what I said. he said basically because it feels like a threat to him that she's known me for the 2 years, that she's liked me for the 2 years the whole time, basically. And they've been together for 3 years, so it's too close. And with someone else, it would be a fresh start. So he'd have 3 years on him, feel more secure.
So he's insecure about
he's
about what your relationship is.
He said that he's afraid I would try to replace him.
Did you like say, hey, that's not my thing? Or
well, first of all, he knows that's not my thing because other people have said this same worry, and I'm like, I don't ever want to do this. Like, I want to take. And be whatever my role is and not interrupt their role or take their role at all. This is the fourth time this has happened, actually, that someone said, oh, no, not this guy specifically because he'll try to take the primary spot. And I don't know what the theory behind why is that I'm just so honest about being okay with everything that no one trusts me.
But...
So, yeah, I told him, I tried to tell him, like, that's not really, like, that's kind of frowned upon in the poly open community to be like, no, I don't want you to be with this person.
Right, because you're creating problems.
Yeah. But he said his reason is that he doesn't want me to change the dynamic of the relationship. And I said, I'm fine abiding by all the same exact rules as any stranger would be abiding by and not interrupting in any way. And he just said he doesn't trust that I would do that.
So for anyone else, it was okay.
Correct.
If it was like Joe Blow.
There's one other guy that did something inappropriate the same way that probably worse than I did. I don't actually know the story. No. But enough that he's banned as well, but she's not going after him anyway. But he was like, pretty much anyone else is okay except me, by the logic of since we liked each other before this is...
He's threatened by you.
Yeah, that's what he literally said, that he sees me as a threat to the relationship and that I would try to replace him.
But, you know, so then he's truly not putting his foot in the water, right?
Correct. And in my opinion, they are testing things, which is fine. Like, they are figuring out things. So it makes sense for them to want to be cautious about how, you know, they're going about this. But in the acting, we're poly community, yes, that is a very frowned upon behavior. And then he's just trying to protect his primary relationship. Because he doesn't want to stop being primaries ever. Like, he wants them to stay, it's us, and then everybody else is kind of who they are.
It sounds like he wants his cake and eat it, too, because, like, you know...
That's why it's frowned upon?
That's what it sounds like to me. Because he's like, well, yeah, I'm with my girl, but I see this other one on the side.
I
like,
did literally say, hey, you know, anyone you bring in, regardless of strange or known, is changing the dynamic of the relationship. And he was like, and he just meant the primary thing. And I was kind of like, okay, but, like... Like, the person you're seeing technically, like, the girl he wants technically has the power to try to do that. To try to take the primary spot. To try. Not succeed, you know, because she probably wouldn't if she tried. But anybody you bring in has that notion. And he, but
have
yeah.
a good night. Have a good night, crazy girl. That's another one. But anyways. Yeah, I just, in my opinion, my 20,000 feet up in the air look, macro view of this whole dynamic. He was like, oh, I like this girl. Well, then let me act like I'm a polyamorous so I can do that. But then once he figures out, well, who is my girl going to talk to? Well, it's you.
She's got other options for sure. Like, it will take her no time to find other people. So.
But I think it's not going to work in any of those. If she picks another guy that's not you, I think the same thing's going to happen. In my opinion.
I don't think so.
No?
No, I think he would let her.
He'd be okay with it. Mm-hmm. But just you. You're the only one. And the other one.
Because I do think he genuinely sees me as, you know, the emotional threat. Like, because...
And you guys are friends.
Because she cares. He can tell. He says, like, I've known from the beginning
that
you guys care about each other so much. Like, I can... The sense of care is there. To me, romantic love is built. If you don't have romantic experiences with someone, it's not a romantic love. The love we have for each other is like a platonic care, like almost familial. We just also like each other and want to explore where that might go. But
so that's the, that would
his
be,
fear is like
it's gonna overtake his and
well, his fear is that it would succeed from. Basically, it, like, we already know we like each other. We already know we're compatible. So we would be something if we tried to be something. And he doesn't want... He's not sure if he's ready for something. You know what I mean? Like, he wants it to be the baby step of just, like, we kind of like each other and are cuddling and figuring that out. But for us, it would be like we're cuddling, but we know we like each other. So it only goes up from there. And he doesn't want any of the up anytime soon.
Yeah, you know...
And for me, it's like... That's still, even if that's, like, even if he's okay with, like, a year from now, I'm ready for us to try to go beyond whatever that, even if he never does that, like, let's just be only together and we just only have friends that we kind of cuddle and have affection with. I would be okay with just being that. That's the frustrating part, is, like, they talk about moving a lot. So if they were to move in like a year from now, like I wouldn't try to stop them. Like I wouldn't try to do anything of that sort.
Yeah, that's them, man.
I would be like, let me cuddle until then. And like, if I can see you guys after and we all still have that compatibility, then hell yeah, I want to keep trying to keep things going to being whatever they are, even if it is just this forever.
Mm.
And I don't know. Because I am so close to him, it, like, I cried about it. I've had three other people have this kind of topic. Oh, no. Yeah. One guy literally said I was too hot, so she would fall in love with me and said no. And I've had other one, you know, oh, no, no. He's just saying he's going to not maybe a problem because he plans to be a problem. Like, here, he's going to get you invested or he's going to act shocked by it. And I'm like, no, I just want to have what... I'm allowed to have and build my own thing for whatever it's allowed to be and just enjoy the hell out of that. Like
you're threat, like a lot of people are threatened by you, it seems like.
I've lost just actual platonic friends because I'm polyamorous and they're like, oh, that means he's gonna fuck you. Like, nope, not even gonna try to. It's also not my fault if I am capable of it. I'm still not gonna try it.
But that, like I said, that man, that's a slippery slope. And like I said, people
I
that
get
are
the
in
logic.
That,
I get think, the logic behind the jealousy. Like I get it.
Yeah, well, it's human nature.
Mm-hmm.
You're with someone, and then you open yourself up for another relationship, and
yeah.
it lends itself to that. If you're not strong enough, I think it's not for everyone. That's why I honestly say. I couldn't do that. I cannot. I mean, yeah. My current
that's how
version of me
are.
Couldn't do it.
That's why it's like I get... It's just frustrating because I know my own thoughts and feelings. Like, I know I'm not going to. I'm not going to be like, she's mine. I'm not. And I know her pretty well enough to know that she also isn't going to do that. Like, she wants him to...
But there's always that chance.
No, she wants him to be her primary. And she has never second-guessed that. Like... She just knows she's capable of having strong connections with other people, should she be allowed to. So she just wants me to be connection number two. And if we did, like, my dream, like I said, is to live with a couple like that. If and him and I get along so well that I would love to live with the two of them, and him and I just share a girlfriend. Like, that would be amazing.
And you'd be living in Utah.
I feel like if he did understand, like, that doesn't take any time, you know, from him. Like, I'm not trying to remove him from the picture or have him have less of her time in that way.
Do you know of any other polyamorous relationships that are like that? Like, they actually live together in the same house?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're in the same house, and they share. Mm-hmm. Wow.
My buddy Robbie, he's married to his wife, and they share a master bedroom, and her girlfriend sleeps in the other room, and him and her are nothing. They're just friends.
They're just friends. There's no...
Yep.
But it's a polyamorous because...
Yeah.
But there's no sex.
She has sex with her. He doesn't have sex with her.
Oh, she has sex with her.
It's her girlfriend.
Oh. And he does not join in?
No.
So it's totally separate.
It's completely separate.
And he's okay with that?
Yep.
And he doesn't feel threatened by it?
Nope. I mean, he did in the beginning have his moments too, I'm sure.
Wow, that's crazy.
And they, you know...
And they're married?
He's married, yeah, to
his
wife.
Do they have any kids?
No.
Okay. Wow. That's just... Man.
Yeah, I've known him since I was a kid.
Damn.
And he's not dating anyone else just because he doesn't really like anyone else. Yeah, he's allowed. Her preference is that he try to find it organically, just in that, like, you don't go seeking someone. Like, don't go on dating apps trying to find some girl. Like, just meet someone. And then when you're like, ooh, I like this one, bring it up. Then try to, like, start planning.
But there's not many people that are that way. So I think it's very too and far between.
Yeah, that's my opinion on it, too.
That's not...
I think people should be free to... figure out who finds their own certain something, and it shouldn't distract from your life. No, like, I wouldn't want it to be like I'm canceling, you know, plans with my primary because I want to go searching on, like, going out to, like, a dating night somewhere. Like, I mean, you probably shouldn't do stuff like that, but you should be free to find whomever fits you, whoever's actually compatible and good, because that's the hard part, is finding, you know, people who are compatible and good and actually trying to add to your life and not take away from it. Like, I have met a lot of the wrong people and avoided, you know, all of it with little damage. Most of my damage came from monogamous relationships.
Of course. Wow. All right, so when we come back, we're gonna talk about the other story that Patriot has. Because, again, when you're talking about polyamory, there is multiple people that are involved in this one. We'll talk about this one when we come back. All right, we're back. All right, so in with Patriot's polyamory life, obviously he's always searching for that relationship, and he has another one that he's going to talk about now. And so I don't know if this is a new one. You got to catch me up because you have so many.
I meet people.
I know, but here's it's always a new. Every time I talk, it's like, hey, I got this one and this one. I'm like, yeah. What?
Well, here's the thing about me.
I keep track of all this.
I get crushes easy. I get infatuations easy.
Yeah.
Because I think most people, if I like their personality, I think most people are attractive. Like, if I'm actually just drawn in from the get-go to someone physically and then they're awesome, then I do get little instant infatuations. And this girl was one of those, for sure. The first time we hung out,
where'd you meet her?
At a getting gaming tournament. Smash Bros.
Okay.
Because I am an avid Smash Bros.
Player. We know you're a Smash Bros. champion.
Yeah. So she beat me. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, shit. And it was funny because I couldn't use my controller at the time. So I was like... I didn't take it too serious because usually people don't beat me. So
you're that good, huh?
She beat me, and I was like, damn, now I kind of want a rematch with my controller. And we eventually got to, and I did get my wins.
You beat her.
We've played several times now, and we're pretty, like, 50-50 in wins. Like, it's awesome. I love that.
So she's very... So you found your...
First of all, I like having people that I have like even wins with, just as a rivalry in general.
Competition. Yeah, of course.
Someone's like your skill level.
Of course, you hate. Yeah.
But I've definitely always wanted to have a love interest who plays the games I play at that same skill level.
That would be amazing, right?
So I was like, who the hell is this girl?
Right, like,
But I didn't think in a million years she'd even want to bother talking to me. Just because she is, like, super good-looking, and she is, like, 11 or 12 years younger than me. So
she's very attractive.
Oh, yeah.
She's younger.
Yeah.
And, but why didn't you feel like you could talk to her? Like, why? Because she's super, super good. Like, I don't think that would be a problem for you, right? Considering, you know, you're... ability, you want to get involved, like, why wouldn't you just kind of...
No. You're making a common misconception here. That is a stereotype.
Okay, no.
Just because I'm polyamorous doesn't mean I'm good at talking to people. No, terrible.
I would think
I'm
that
so
would
awkward.
Be... Okay.
No, I haven't gotten used to that at all.
But you guys had the game to break the ice, right? It wasn't like you were, like, walking up with her at a nightclub or a bar, like, hey, can I get your number? Can I talk? Can we talk?
I mean, we got along fine.
Yeah.
And I talked to her fine, mostly because I was like... there's no way she would have any interest in me. That's why it was kind of easy to talk in the beginning before.
Because you didn't feel like there was ever going to be anything more than that. You're just, oh, that's someone I play against.
That's someone I'm going to play video games
with. And she's
with.
Pretty cute. And like, okay, but
and
I'm not really.
It wasn't until we hung out, I can't remember, like the second or the third time, we hung out at a monthly tournament that is at Play Money. And that was when we had like more conversations where I was like, damn, she's awesome. Like I actually want to get to know her and like her. Like, she seems really cool.
And did you feel like she felt like she was into you as well?
Oh, no. No, I still...
Not at all.
Didn't think for a second.
Okay, so what changed?
Remotely interested.
So what event? Like, okay, so what changed? Is this still something that you're working through?
I think that's when I got her number, was at the Play Money place.
So you just said, hey, let me get your number and let's...
I don't actually remember how.
But you got her number.
But it happened.
But you got her number.
Yeah. We swapped. We chit-chatted. We pretty much still hang out at the Island Route every Friday.
But you don't see her outside of that.
In the beginning, we hung out, like, for the first few weeks, we hung out, like, every couple days.
Like, you would meet her somewhere?
Yeah. Usually Kava Bar type places. But less lately. I won't go into her, like, personal business.
Yeah.
She's got, you know...
Things.
Yeah, things.
But now, do you think she could have this kind of lifestyle like you that you want, or no?
Well, hell no.
Okay, so have you gotten into at all? Is she with someone, or is that part of his personal story that you don't want to...
She explained pretty early on that, one, she could never do the polyamory thing.
So you brought it up? Or did she kind of say...
I don't remember.
Okay. But she got wind of it somehow, some way.
It came up.
It came up.
I mean, it's pretty... It's not like when people talk about liking people or doing things, it's... By the way, I do this thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So she was like, hell no. One man. That's it.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm used to that too. So I was like, oh yeah, okay. Like I didn't think still that she would want to date me, so... Still don't think she does.
Still don't think she does.
Oh, correct. No.
So there's no inkling at all that
we've,
you think...
We've had lots of little cute moments, but...
But nothing to the level you're like, hey, I think...
In the beginning, I was hoping that it meant she would like me. I mean, she did tell me, like, verbatim, like, oh, like, she asked what I was thinking and what how I felt. And I told her I liked her and hoped we would continue to like each other. And she said... Well, I know I like you as a person, but, like, do I like you? You know, like, a little bit. Like, I can see it gets starting to happen kind of thing.
She said that to you.
But said, yeah, but said absolutely no interest in a relationship.
She said that to you.
Her own, yeah, because she has her own things to work on.
So she's not in an active relationship.
Correct.
But she's dealing with things.
Yes.
Okay, I think you mentioned that to me the other night.
I have told you
yes.
this.
Yes, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, well...
So I was like, that's fine. So we don't, like, there's been a few times where she was worried she asked if I was trying to ask her out, and I was like, no.
Oh, yeah.
So we've had, like, awkward moments for sure, I feel like, because there's a tense, does she think I'm doing this because I like her? Is that what she's thinking is happening?
Now, tell me the story. I think you told me something the other night about, like, going out to eat or dinner or something. What was the story you kept saying that she was, like, she kept prompting you, and you're like...
Yeah, I asked her to, if she wanted to get dinner or shoot pool. Or, no, I asked her if she wanted to come catch Pokemon with my Pokemon buddies.
And she plays that?
Yeah, she's actually higher level than me.
Oh, damn. Look at that.
I told you this. We have a lot of things in common that I'm like, damn, it is...
She's definitely a...
It is unfortunate that we're incompatible in right. some ways.
For now, well, I think. Or do you think this is... She's just going to be a friend and that's it?
I don't actually know who she's going to be at all. She's figuring that out.
She's younger than you.
Yeah.
Which, that... When you're younger, I mean, you know this, right? You're at an age.
She's got to figure things out.
You got to figure shit out, right?
That's the thing of it, is I genuinely don't know who she's going to be. So we'll see who that is at the end. If I'm available and she's available, I would probably want to try to date if that is something she wanted. If not, I'm fine just being friends with her, like, the way we are, you know, fine. She's great. I love having someone to talk to about random things and things we, like, have in common. Like, we have a ton in common, and just her weird sense of humor. She's very random. She makes me laugh a lot and blush a lot, so
you make her laugh a lot?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
Do you feel like do you feel like she enjoys your company?
Yeah, I mean, she keeps hanging out, so she's either bored or she enjoys.
Does she call you or you call her?
Oh, no, it's pretty much me usually contacting her. But if I don't, she will, like, send me a snap or something. She communicates. I usually, just because I am someone who's active on my phone all the time, I usually messaging first.
Okay.
But there have been times she'll just send me stuff out of the blue.
Wow. Yeah, I mean...
There are definitely affectionate things that happen. She has...
You get little signs?
She has done things like sat in my lap. And, like, I put my arms around her waist, things like that. But she has sat in other people's lap. It's not, like, an exclusive to me thing. But I don't get jealous because I'm polyamorous, so I don't care about that shit.
Are you like,
I just enjoy that she likes to sit in my lap sometimes. We have, like, sat next to each other. We cuddled. We cuddled for, like half an hour, like, something like that. Yeah, so that's something. But she did say it was a platonic cuddle. She was very open about that. She said she was genuinely using me for warmth.
She's okay, so she told you that.
Yeah.
But I...
She has sent me snaps that were not entirely sexual, but, like, more than platonic. Like, revealing.
Okay, so... Ways. Okay, if she's just platonic, why would she send you those snaps, then? Sounds like she's flirting with you. She's being... Flirtatious.
That, I mean, I wish, but she says the opposite to a lot. Like, if I ever do anything too flirtatious or romantic, she, like, makes sure I know.
But don't you think,
that's why I've accepted it. Why would I doubt words?
But they lie. We lie, right? We were talking about this in the store. In my opinion, I think maybe she's hiding, like, she doesn't. She does that, but at the same time, she's putting her guard up because she doesn't want to, like, maybe at this time do anything with you because maybe, like you said, she's dealing with some things. I think that's part of it, where she, at times, she brings her guard down and shows you something, but then automatically pulls back to kind of throw you off. I mean, are you okay with that kind of yo-yo activity?
Nothing happening.
Huh?
I'm fine with nothing happening.
Okay. I just, like, for someone that... really like someone and they're doing that, it's maddening, you know. I had one like that and it was maddening.
I get it. I understand. It's because you repress, you suppress, and you deny yourself it. Yeah. I am just fucking liking this girl. I'm just enjoying liking her for whatever she's got going on.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna
ask her. And you're not pushing the issue.
Yeah, I'm not gonna ask her out.
See, that's
I'm not gonna try to make it a you're tied to me type thing.
That's where some of us made that mistake. We pushed it. And
Don't push people when they're not ready.
Yeah. And I wish I can go back in time and tell my younger self that, like what you're just saying. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, just enjoy it. Enjoy the life. Enjoy being with these people and don't push the issue.
Because if at the end of her road she's someone I don't want to be with, then why did I try to make myself like someone who was trying, who was turning into someone that I shouldn't have been with.
Right. Yeah. It,
there are a lot of signs where we're incompatible. Like, there's times where we cross signals in a way that confuses the hell out of me, and I'm like, I don't know what that is. That's not good.
Okay. So you definitely, it's definitely not all green lights here. There's definitely some yellow lights. If you had like, yeah. if you had like check boxes or green, mm-hmm. yellow, red, like red meaning no, it's not a good thing. Do you think it's like she's one of those where it's like 50-50? Like, there's some good things about it, but there's some things that are like, yeah, I don't know if that would be compatible with me.
Yeah, there are some things where I don't know. I don't understand her thinking, mm-hmm. or why she said or did what she did. So I just, and like, if I ask, I don't feel like I get a straight answer. So I don't usually. I just kind of go, well, I don't know what that meant. What that was, and then just let it go, because she's not someone who's trying to be romantic with me, so why bother wondering about it?
That's what I'm saying. Some of them, they do things and say things, and it's like, what the hell do they mean, right?
Yeah.
But I love your mentality about it, because you're like, hey,
this is how you don't get yourself like too attached or hurt by stuff like that, because I'm like, why would I put effort and like worry into something that doesn't even necessarily want to be with me.
But yeah, in your case, I would say that's a great way to look at things, because you're like, hey, my lifestyle, I'm okay with having multiple uh-huh. friends, relationships that could.
If she does this with other people, I don't care.
Right, either way. But
I like whatever she's doing with me, and whatever right. we're getting to know each other. Whatever we're building is nice.
Yeah.
If it's wow. just us being buddies and being weird to, because it's something to do, then so be it. It's enjoyable.
And it's all about the relationships with others. And, you know, but like we talk about these constructs, how they, you know, you have to have a girlfriend, you have to have a boyfriend, you have to get married, you got to, you know. So this polyamory is definitely it kind of breaks those, it shatters that.
For me, it's more about like,
it allows you to open up with yeah. people. You don't have that like, oh my God, I like her. Damn, but do I really, I don't, you know, oh, my friends, but am I not, you know, you yeah. don't have to worry about all that. There's exactly. no like, okay, well, we're
for
just,
me, it's like, it's, I can explore whatever bond I have, and I can give time and energy to the people who have time and energy for me in the moments they have them, and not have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Like that was the thing she said from the beginning, is she has no time or energy to put into, to even think about if we're compatible or yeah, any of those things.
And she's so not with anyone that you know of.
I mean, she hangs out with plenty of other dudes who all like her and are also going off shit. She just wants to, you know, be friends.
She's like Mary. Something about Mary. Basically. You ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
She's Mary.
Yeah.
So we're going to call her Mary.
Everybody.
Everybody wants to get with Mary. Right? Or they're friends with her, but there's that.
I don't think any of them are trying too hard, because she's pretty, like, she communicates pretty clear. Like,
so she,
no, I don't
she
have
sets
time
the.
For this.
She sets the guidelines. She says, yeah. hey.
She's good at that. She communicates well in that regard. That's why it's been super easy for me to be like, okay,
you already know the rules.
I won't like you.
Yeah, you already know the ground rules.
Yeah, I won't become obsessed. Boom. I would love for it to be that we are compatible if we take the time to get to know each other in that way. I would love for that to be the result. Of course, we have so much in common, and she is super attractive. Like, she has the prettiest eyes. I will freaking, they're big, and I just stare into them all the time, and I blush. But if not, I will definitely find other people who are compatible. It's never too hard.
Yeah, even living here. In the not exactly polyamory capital of the world here, but.
Yeah, Orlando is where it's at.
Of course, Orlando.
every now and again, when I go on the apps, that's where I see
Orlando,
people.
Orlando,
I'm like, oh,
Orlando.
They're into anime games, and they're polyamorous, and no. they're cute.
What are the age Orlando. Groups they usually find that are on these apps that are polyamorous? Is it younger or the older?
It's usually late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah, but never, you don't see anyone older than that.
Not usually. I mean, sometimes.
Not any of them have kids and are polyamorous?
Some. I do, absolutely. I've seen middle-aged couples. They're usually still, like, we're married, but we're open.
And they have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And do they worry about what the kid thinks of the other partner?
I'm sure.
Is it an uncle or an aunt?
I don't ask. I haven't.
You've never gotten that far?
Gotten that far with them.
That would be interesting to find out.
I'm sure it's different person to person. Like, some people are more open. Some are like, you just never meet my kids. I mean, they do like dating like how I date. You don't meet my kids for 6 months. That's how I like to do it.
Interesting. Yeah. Here's Uncle. Here's Uncle Patriot. He's your uncle. He's going to be staying with us for a little while.
For me, I have no problem telling my kids, yes, this is my other girlfriend.
Daddy, you're supposed to only have one.
I'm sure the oldest one's mom will hate it.
Yeah, but I thought she was until, like...
The Michigan one is the younger one's mom. She's more okay with everything.
But the
she said she would do a poly relationship in Michigan if I moved there.
But the other ones, no.
The other one, I think I could have stayed with if we were open and poly from the beginning, because she cheated on me a shit ton.
Yeah, but in her eyes, it wasn't. Yeah, but, it wasn't what we consider a standard poly. Like, she was hiding that from you, right? Mm-hmm. That's what cheating is.
And I did finally, like, actually start talking to someone in a romantic way, and she found that and then left. And I was like, really, bitch? Like
how many times you did that shit to me? Wow. Huh.
I mean, ultimately, it was me who pulled the plug, because she was like, I have feelings for someone, but we can try to work on it if you want. And I was like, hell no.
Cut the cord, bitch. See ya.
I was like, I let myself like someone else, and I was like, oh, it's someone who's like nice and considerate to me. I didn't ultimately date that person. I just saw where it wasn't good. But it was enough that I was like, all right, I need to get out of this fucking thing.
Man. Yeah, I wow. You know, all that I can tell you is keep, you know, and you know this, keep doing what you're doing, keep, you know, and yeah. Keep shaking those trees.
Yeah, I just, again, my goal is to spend time with people that I want to spend time with as much as I can until I die. So, if some of those
people... It's all about that.
If I can find either... Like, I would be willing to be monogamous with the one that wants me to be monogamous if we got along good, should that day ever come that we get along good.
But you're not looking for it.
All
right, if it's there, great. If not,
yeah, that's 100% what it is. Same thing. If the polycule situation happened, I've known them for years. I already know we're good. Like, I already know that I would get along with them. So if they've changed their mind, I would be like, okay, I'm gonna go that route. Like, that's how that's gonna go.
Wow.
Whatever happens is all good paths by me. If I stay alone forever, I'm fine with that too. I hate being with the wrong person. It's miserable. It makes me sad.
But don't you ever... I mean, we're young. You're younger, obviously, than me. But don't you want to have that someone to be with?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to live... Because I... You know, like, correct. My mom, she's alone. She's literally alone. And I say, well, you're the one that chose this. Why couldn't you... You could have stayed with this guy, or, you know, maybe you could have met someone.
Because that's alone isn't that bad, man. I've been alone. Yeah, I've been living alone.
Talk to my mom being alone.
I've been living alone for, you know, a few years now, and...
But you have friends, though.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
Well, I you still make friends, and, yeah, I still spend... I will always spend time with friends.
That's you have friends.
I've done all my little hobbies on my own and been like, I enjoy this, but without people, I hate these things. Like... I don't like it as much. So I will always seek close bonds with people. I like having like 3 or 4 people that I text every day. So I juggle through those people, and not everybody keeps up with it. They like it for a while and then they fade out of it. And I just find new people to text.
Okay.
If that's what happens with this one, if she just kind of gets like, nah, I don't want even to be friends with you, then I'll just be like, okay, I will find other people to be friends with.
Boy, you know what? He did you know he was coming?
No.
He pulled up like... You pulled up like Popo.
He was so excited to see us.
Holy crap. Yeah. We got a nice... well, we're going to take a quick segment. When we come back, we got a nice surprise guest. All right, and we're back. So, as I was saying, we were... Patriot was finishing his story, and then... somebody came up with me like he was Popo, and of course it's Philly Special. What's up, man? You better stop. Don't run up on me like that, man. I'm from Miami, bro. What's up?
Means you'll bend over and take it from the back.
No, that means we're gonna. You can get hurt.
Yeah, that means excuses not to be gay.
Yeah. No. So what's up, man?
I don't know.
You've been good.
Life actually sucks, but life sucks. Okay.
Well, life is suffering. I say life is not fair. I tell myself.
I think you actually posted a Facebook thing says life is two pains.
Yeah, what is it?
The pain of discipline,
yes,
or the pain of regret.
Yeah. Well, do you agree with that statement?
I agree with it.
How about you?
Yeah, for the most part.
Discipline or regret?
Discipline or pain of regret?
You can also regret all your discipline if it didn't get you anything.
Oh, this guy with this whole... Hey. In an awkward universe, if things had happened that way,
yeah.
I'm then just you saying, know. It's Mighty Duck or fucking... What
Mighty
is it?
Ducks?
The Ducks. The
quack.
Yeah.
Quack.
2 inches quack. To the left, and quack. I would have made the goal, and he went yeah, 2 inches to the right, you would have missed it.
This guy.
It's true. It's cause and effect.
For the most part, yeah, discipline does lead to good things.
No, man, it's better to have good pain of discipline than pain of regret, because playing the pain of discipline, you
but regret
do what you have to do.
Regret drives you crazy.
Yeah,
although regret. Discipline is so hard.
That is why I'm so nutty.
Yeah,
regret.
Yeah, it's our. We all have it.
I regret not buying a six pack at this point.
Sorry.
Hey, it's all good. I had,
You want to hit the ball?
No, I don't. Listen, there's a regret in life not becoming a pothead compared to an alcoholic. Because alcoholism has caused me mainly regrets had I just been fucking a pothead.
Yeah.
The D.A.R.E. program, the gateway drug,
the gateway.
Everybody's open to do whatever the fuck they want.
My gate was closed.
D.A.R.E. is okay, has accepted weed as okay to do. Dare the lion, the professional. There's a little pot leaf lion now because
is
the,
a pot leaf lion.
Yeah, Dare is approved.
Really?
Weed.
That's like so. Fuck, goddamn.
Yeah, your whole
son
life
of a,
could be different.
My whole life's been a lie.
You could be living like
right.
My whole life's been a lie. Don't smoke weed.
Regret.
Don't smoke weed. Okay, just smoke some weed.
Things it's okay now, because it's everywhere.
Now it's okay.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. But if you smoke weed now, it'll be okay now.
I don't know, but let's stop thinking about sad things. Let's talk about
a
random topic.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Cause
if we were to have a hot dog soup competition, what hot dog soup would you make?
What the fuck?
Whoa.
If you had to make a hot dog soup, kind of hot dog soup would you make?
But like, okay.
Beef broth.
Beef broth with hot dog?
Yeah.
So how describe us how that would
beef
work?
Beef hot dog, first of all.
So you'd have hot dogs and a beef broth.
Yeah, because I feel like
you
everybody
sure you
would try
just
to
serve
do chili.
The water they cooked it in with the hot dog.
No,
there would be lots of other things going on. I'm just saying that's my starting point.
Well, what's the lots of other things?
Am I allowed to have just anything?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. It's your
potatoes.
Soup.
It's an open-ended.
So hot dogs, potato, beef broth.
Man, okay,
That sounds like crap. What would you have?
Can I use chili instead of soup?
Well, I mean,
you can do whatever you want.
Like, that's the
thing. I want a chili with hot dogs in it. Cut it up. Yeah, I'm going.
I would have a little bit of chili pepper, but I would go more probably paprika, garlic.
Paprika, a little pepper sauce, okay.
A little black pepper.
Sadly, that's the thing, is chili would be one of my things, because I would do a chili cheese dog soup. Have a cheese-based soup.
Nice
hot dog.
I'm not going to have, like, soup and a hot dog. That sounds like a poor person's meal.
Well, in 1967,
goddamn ramen. So
in 1967,
you do work for this. I mean, the money's tight, very tight.
You work for
business.
The big P. In 1967,
the big P. We're talking about the big W. Yeah.
1967, the
when you were born.
No, I wish life would be so different. What I'd be right
would
now?
It be? I wouldn't even be 10. You might have hepatitis and.
If I could have all the numbers right now, I'd have 9 children because I'd be fucking old. Never mind.
If I joined the Navy, I'd have 8 children, one on each continent. But, anyways.
Yeah. The number one winning soup, 2016 hot dog soup champion was a miso soup hot dog.
Miso? Yeah. Wow.
Miso.
I've had miso before.
Just banking off the broth. Yeah. Just banking off the broth. I know this is random as fuck.
That's okay. So I like my random. Appearance.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned something is lying the same as omitting to tell someone something.
Omitting to tell the truth?
Omitting to say something to them is the same as lying. Is it? Yes or no? I give you the floor. Patriot.
I'll knock this out of the park.
Please do, because I was fighting with him on this.
I think you're the same way I do.
It's not a lie to omit the truth, but it is disingenuous and dishonest.
Is it the same as lying?
No, you can't say, "Oh, I lied," but you omitted, which is the intention of being disingenuous, dishonest, and probably manipulative to a situation. So you're still being just, if not worse, because you considered lying and chose to do worse than that.
That's yeah, but if they never ask you something, like let's say,
that means you knew that's what they wanted to know, and you still like you chose to make this something you can deal with later.
But
maybe
for you,
I can get away with
let's go with your situation. You're polyamorous. Let's say if you meet a girl. And she never asked you if you had children. And then at some point, she realized you have children. She says, I didn't know you had children. Did you lie to her? Did you admit it?
That depends on how
it becomes
much
an issue.
Talking communications happened prior to this.
Okay.
If
but
it's
would
like,
you give
you went
that
on
up?
A first date and they didn't know, I'll let you, that seems fine.
That's the first question you asked. And yes, I'll be truthful about it. But if you don't ask me,
that's
I'm
what I'm
not
saying.
Lying.
That's where I feel like you can get away with that.
I was going to get a whole
if
Jedi.
Someone, if they've made their intentions clear, they want something romantic, you got to bring that up, I feel like, pretty quick.
Okay.
I feel bad. I was going to get a whole, we were off, because I was going to get a whole
so,
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
So, Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan
Philly,
Kenobi.
Philly 1 Kenobi. What do you say of this?
I just
is lying like, the same
if,
as omitting
if you
or failing to mention something?
Absolutely not. This is my first answer. Because if you omit to tell the truth, you're not lying. If you tell the version you need to say to hear to make someone happy, then it's not lying. You're telling them, hey, first off, you're telling them what they want to hear. Second off, you're saying only things that are facts. That's like, there's three of us here. If me and you have a conversation and Patriot's not involved in, and we know between our conversation, and if Patriot comes up and asks me a question about that conversation, I'm not going to lie to him. If we talked about how much you hate birds, Patriot's like, hey, how does this guy feel about birds? I'll be like, I would think that, you know, he was hopeful about it, but, you know, maybe he's not 100% about them. That's not lying. That's admitting the fact that I know that you hate birds. Mm. I'm not lying to him in any way. Mm. It's a very random and stupid analogy. But it's not lying. It's not lying if you go through it. It's not lying. It's just not admitting the entire truth. I never lied to him.
Right.
I didn't, but I'm keeping... This comes down to keeping truths, actually, the way I'm putting it.
Well, you don't... Yeah, I agree with what you're saying.
I fought with it, too. And I agree with you guys.
It isn't your place to tell someone's anything.
Right. We've all been stuck in a triangle or a fucking quad pod or however many people... Where even right now I'm in a situation where I know many people that I know a friend of mine
again,
that's in trouble.
Omission isn't a lie. It's just, it is still being disingenuous.
I choose not to say things
but it's for
to
a good
them.
Cause at that point.
But if you knew, let's say you knew two people, they were together, and one was cheating on the other, and you knew about it, but you knew if you told the other one, it would ruin their lives and would cause problems, or let them live the lie. Not saying nothing, is that you lying to them, or is that just not staying out of their business? Because I was told today that, no, I would tell you, if I knew your girl was cheating on you, I'd tell you. I'm not going to lie to your face and say that nothing's going on or just
depends.
Not saying anything. You see what I'm saying?
There's,
that's where he
there's
threw
a
me
lot
out.
Of,
I was
there
like,
are a lot
there's
of
so many variables.
I know there is.
Have
and
I
that's
known,
the whole thing.
If yeah. I've known you longer than him and he was cheating on your girl, I'd straight up tell you, hey.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if I met you guys through the same girl that she's doing whatever her thing's with, and girl, guy, whatever.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Hey, it's not my job to fucking put that out there.
Okay.
All right, so I will admit the truth. I will ride with whatever you feel is comfortable. You know, I'm not the type to destroy somebody's relationship or situation.
That's where I, like
if,
I said,
if,
that's
if
where
I know
like...
that you are in the wrong, like, see, it's, again,
it's rough
to know that you're in the wrong. Like, if you're fucking shit up, it's, actually, there was a, I don't know, fuck.
Again, we don't.
Don't drink
names.
Alcohol. Alcohol is a bad thing. Alcohol will make people fucked up. Alcohol.
Yeah,
make
but alcohol, alcohol, and weed can be the truth serum too. I always say alcohol makes people say things they wouldn't say if they weren't. Although it, people that can't control themselves, that's where it becomes a problem. Yeah. That's where I would say for some it becomes a problem.
Ultimately,
for both drugs,
ultimately,
I
would say that I would admit things that I could not to stir the pot. But if it was something like life-changing or something that was like holding you in the balance to like if you're like if you have the opportunity with somebody that could treat you better but you're fixated on this guy that I know is cheating on you, I would spill the beans.
Okay,
but if you're in a situation where both of you are cheating or one is cheating and nobody knows either way, I would just keep my mouth shut unless
none
I was
of my
directly
business.
Entitled to yeah. me or directly addressed to me.
Okay.
Again,
like I said,
a little tipsy.
It's all right. Hey, we like it.
But that's where, even with me and you, Patriot, we've had that conversation about cheating and not cheating. You're in a relationship where it's... You know, you guys know you're seeing other people to where I will fully admit it's not cheating. But at the same time, in situations...
When someone doesn't know what's going on, that's cheating.
Right.
Yeah,
no,
not.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that is. No, unfortunately. So, if they're unaware, even if they're polyamorous.
But are you in a relationship with that person?
And they're not in a situation where
but
it's
okay.
But
are you in a relationship with that person?
Then that's.
But are you in a relationship? Are you in a relationship with one? And then the other one you're messing around with. If you're not in a relationship.
He knows.
If you're not cheating.
I shut my mouth
all over his face.
Wait a second, but are you in a relationship with one person and sleeping with another? Are you in a relationship with one of them? Like,
not
are you for
like
an
a
item?
Year, which is why half my life's depressing.
But okay, so, I mean, if at the time when this happened, were you together with that first person? I don't know, because it seems like you're having issues between...
Listen, his moral compass seems a lot better than mine.
Well, yeah, but he has his guidelines. He's okay with doing what he's doing, so... In his right. case, he's
here's
okay
where
with
I
that.
Might overstep the bounds. You laugh. Is when. See, you know a couple. It's polymorphic.
Polymorphic. Another relationship.
You're kinda already
what
in
kind
a relationship, with
that?
The girl.
No.
No.
No, she wants to be. He said no.
She wanted to be in a relationship with you.
He knows about this one?
She wanted a relationship with you, and the guy was kind of like, eh. And she got him to say, hey, I'm down with this.
No, he...
It sounded like she was...
You're telling this story very backwards.
I'm telling this story very backwards.
You're doing such a bad
this is
job.
The,
I'm doing a bad job.
This
here's
is the story. As you tell it, it changes.
Because okay. I told the real version of this earlier.
Yeah, we
here's
how he said it. So this
at
is
this time, at this time,
Philly
my mindset...
Philly Special's version.
At my mindset is...
a patron story.
I like this girl. She was involved with another guy.
Yeah.
She would not do anything with me because she was with this guy who wasn't poly. But then she got him to be, like, open to the idea about being poly.
Well,
yeah,
again, this is the way I understand it. Is, so she got him to say, hey, I'll be poly.
His dramatization
so
of the
actual story.
So he
now became poly. And she said, hey, now that we're poly, I'm going to get with the guy I wanted to be with.
And then he said
all right. And he still didn't know that prior, before Polly initiated, she wanted
no, he did
you.
Know. He knew the whole
he
time.
He knew
he
all the
time.
He
has known
the
whole time.
He knew
right.
all the time. So and what I'm saying is, like, here comes back to that lies and truths and holding back secrets, is that...
Yeah, but they never held
she
back.
They never held back.
Okay.
Wait.
She told him immediately.
Right. So okay. There was no secrets in this.
So I'm a dumbass.
Yeah.
I should shut up.
Yeah. No.
Sit back in silence. No. But what I'm saying is, like, if you, here comes back the holding back truth. If you know you want this,
yeah,
but you hold it back from him or her, but you play the cards and make him or her think this is what we both want, just to get what you want. Are you following me?
Yes.
Because I'm not following me.
No, I know what you're saying. That is, but his
it comes
paranoia,
down to
is
like it's, yes. It comes down to like,
even though she was open, that's still his paranoia.
So now he is like, okay, we'll do this, and she gets what she wants. The end, which leads back to all women are bitches.
No, he
not
said,
bitches.
He
asked,
said
no,
he,
not bitches. Conniving.
Men are from Mars.
Fucking.
Men are from Mars. Women
basically
are from Venus.
Said, you can have anyone but him.
He said anyone but him. So
what's the Billy Joel song? She's always a woman to me, right?
She's
that
a woman
that
to
song.
Me is Billy Joel.
That song is very true because
take her
they
her
do
leave
all
her.
These things, but at the end of the day, they're women. They will. They're always a woman to
they
us.
They are smarter than us. They.
Right. They manipulate, like you said, they're manipulative. They know how to get our, and they know what we want, right? Because we're dogs. So, for us, normal, red meat eating guys, now, Patriot is different animal. Entirely. He's different. And he's almost like a Vulcan. If you guys watch Star Trek, you know, you have your regular people, and then fucking Patriot's like a damn Vulcan. Patriot's like Spock. Like, how can you be this way? How can you live this way? Like, well, it's logical that I'm going to have a relationship with multiple women and it's going to be okay. I have no problem. But the rest of them are like, are you fucking crazy?
The girls are
we can't
all,
do that.
The girls are all like, we get it. Makes sense. It's the guys that are like,
yeah. Because most guys,
I want to be the hottest one, though. That's basically what it is. Right. That's what it boils down to. Because
they're okay with it until they actually see it and they're like, no.
That's what it is.
Right?
I've had multiple guys be like, yeah, I'm fine with it. And then they meet me and they're like,
nah.
And like, I'm not, you know, tooting my own horn here, but I am better looking than them and better shape kind of thing. And I'm so nice. I'm just, that's
okay, so you need to get ugly.
If y'all can look at it, he looks like a redneck.
I'm not a redneck.
He looks like a redneck. He's got like,
nothing about
he's got like a half beard, unshaven shit. He's dressed in overalls, which is unbelievable.
He's got a Ninja Turtle shirt.
Under the overalls.
Like, he wasn't even born when that came out.
Did I say overalls?
Like, I played that in the arcade. Did you play that in the arcade? No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. Yes,
how,
I
what did, year were you dick. Born?
87.
Okay, so when you were able to play it, you were like, could barely get your face over the fucking screen playing it like this.
So which
were,
turtle am I?
Yeah, which one am I?
Had
just keep hitting the button, Patriot.
That I stood on.
Oh, okay. See, we didn't need a chair because we're closer in age,
my parents,
right?
A little bit.
My parents went to bowling a lot, and there was
a little
arcade with like five machines in there.
What was the bowling alley? What was the games that were in the bowling
I will
alley?
Bet money right now. I can name the five machines.
You want it? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. What are you? We're gonna go. You tell us how many we get. Okay. So there's five arcade machines.
Five
in the
arcade
bowl,
machines
and
in bowling.
You go ahead. Name your five. What were in there?
There were the Teenage Mutant Turtle machine,
nah,
which would have been the number two of the series. There was the X-Men machine.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
All right. There was
really?
The
damn.
Area
that's a good
51.
Bowling alley.
Area 51.
There was a gun game. I don't remember what it was.
It was
but
probably Area 51.
Operation Wolf?
There was Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
But it wasn't
whatever
called Mike
boxing
Tyson. No,
thing.
It was called Punch-Out.
Punch-Out.
Yeah, because Mike Tyson
no,
wasn't
no.
a part of that.
Yeah, one out of three. The other one was the Simpsons game.
No.
Dude. These
wow.
People, though, you're talking about all the like the best
new.
The best group games.
There was a couple older ones.
All right, so can I start now?
So there's Pac-Man and stuff.
You said your shit. You made your piece. You lost.
I had three of five.
Family
right
Feud. Yeah, you that's lost.
Survey
right.
says.
Survey
shut said. The fuck
up. You got the big X. All right. So Miss Pac-Man, Galaga.
Galaga.
Now I'm older, so I doubt this one. Pole Position.
I doubt this one.
The fuck is Pole Position?
See, you guys are old. There was a racing
I don't
game.
Actually.
Oh, okay.
Daytona.
I gotcha.
There was a racing
it's,
game.
It's the game that.
I don't know what it was.
Where the car would like flip
turbo,
over.
Where turbo but jump games from Red
No, no. That was a fake game. So what were the games?
Turbo-tastic.
Turbo-tastic. Daytona, yes. What was in there? Well, they had also another game called Afterburner. It would be like a rear view of an F-14.
No, that an F-14.
And then there was
a fucking Indy car. Like,
no, there was another one where a guy was running. and he just runs, and he's, and there was like,
why do you have shooting fingers with a guy running? What are you playing, like, fucking?
Because you held it like a joystick and you fired it, and the guy would be running.
It looks like you're playing fucking Survivor of the Game. Like,
no, kill this person. See, you guys are younger than me, but we play different games. Like, we had a game called Paperboy where it was an actual bike.
I never had the actual bike.
You would go like this, and there was a button you would hit, and he would throw the newspapers.
Yeah, I played Paperboy for Nintendo, but I never had the arcade version.
There was the arcade. See, when you got it, I played it in the arcade, and I spent a shitload of money on it. And there was always that burglar that would look at you, and I always tried to hit him. I always wanted to hit the burglar.
Well, that's extra points.
I know. And a fucking dog would knock me out. Ah, hit that damn dog. It would come out of nowhere and fucking hit me. God damn you, Paperboy. Oh, my God.
Wow, we really went across the spectrum.
That's
there.
Okay, though. But it's okay. Bone Alley.
So what were the five games?
Yeah, what were the five games? Sorry.
Galaga, the Ninja Turtles game.
Wow.
Okay. There was a racing game. I don't remember what it was called.
Daytona?
Yeah, it was probably the one with the...
There was a shooting game, but I don't remember what it was called. Shooting game. And then there was a pinball machine.
Oh,
and
that's not a video game, though. Pinball machine is not a video game.
It's a game.
It's not a video game. There is no video in that game.
Yes, there is. That's just what was
there. Some of them have videos on them.
No, some of them do, but back in that day, there was not.
When I think of arcades, I think of pinball machines.
Right. Which pinball machine was it?
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't know? It was like a movie. Some of them are movies. Some of them are, pinballs are like our parents, maybe your grandparents, but like my parents are older brothers in this generation. Like, hey, when I got to the arcades, there were very few pinball machines at that
then
point.
Then you should go out to the fucking, what's that place in Stewart?
They have pinball machines?
Play It Again has 19 pinball games.
Yeah, I've been there.
Play it again.
Play money
out in Stewart.
Play It Again.
It's one of the last arcade. They actually.
Is that over there by that Publix?
That's where the monthly was.
Over,
that I was telling
by that
about.
Publix?
Yeah.
Downtown?
Yeah.
Okay.
Over by the Big P. And,
That's when.
No, that's Publix. We're not.
That's when
we don't work at Publix. I can say Publix. I like shopping at Publix. Don't you guys like shopping
over here at Costco? It's cool. You know?
Yeah,
it's
compared to what we do, I think Publix is pretty good.
Yeah, they're all right. They got those buy one get one.
Everything's BOGO and shit. Like
hot dogs this week only. Buy one get one.
And like they always got Panera soup that's on sale.
Well, that's
I feel bad for anybody who has to fucking store it in their coolers.
I was looking for John. We actually finally got rid of all that cheese, and I went to find John. I'm like, John, I got the fucking bird out of the freezer. He'd be like, thanks, man. I'd be like, but now I'm coming in with a big ass soup.
No, he's got a bird and two fucking floats of Panera.
Dude,
soup.
I'm looking at.
What are you crazy?
I'm looking at Shea Ryan, and I'm like, hey, can I go break those down on this one? So we had two carts out and only had one. She's like, no. Okay.
I told your assistant, I don't know her name. I said, hey, I think we need more soup. Listen, I don't think you ordered enough soup.
You'd be surprised. That is actually going to go. It's going to fly.
Not fucking quick enough. I don't care.
Yeah, what's really funny is I love how we're like 2 weeks behind our sales because it's like we had carry on gold cheese, buy one, get one. We have had none for the past week.
Yeah, but St. Patty's.
Now we have 47 fucking
cases.
Pastes.
Yeah, well, St. Patty's is.
Wait, yo, 2 days left on that sale? Like, get the fuck. I hate this place so much.
So, all right, so it is St. Patrick's Day. We're going to finish up with this. So, St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and we're recording this episode. We're like, it's March 12th. Any of you guys have plans for St. Patty's Day? Have you ever any St. Patty's stories? Because I've told mine before. They don't need to hear my long-winded going bar hopping and fucking getting tore up. But I'll start with you, Philly. Any St. Patty's stories or anything you're doing this week? Is
the best St. Patrick's Day of my life.
Yes. Talk about it.
Let's see. Now, what was that? That had been St. Patrick's Day of 2005.
Ooh.
Was
this here but, or in New Jersey?
I was living in Jersey. I was up in New York. Yeah. There's a lot of shit that went on that year is because...
Yeah, but
a,
the same
it was St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
Previously, I had opening day tickets for the Broadway play.
Oh.
Mel Brooks, the producers...
Wow, producers.
I had opening tickets.
Springtime with, for Hitler
and Germany.
That's the only one I can watch.
Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane.
They were there?
Yeah, here's the thing.
Holy shit.
My mother
I'm jealous.
Who cheated on my stepfather. the guy
who cheated. Gotta throw that in there.
Gave me tickets, and I was like, fuck you, and I threw him back in his face.
What?
And I was like, what the fuck did I do? And I had to go back. On a St. Patrick's Day, they came back to the one-day thing. So I got to see it with Matthew Roderick and Nathan Lane.
So they did it.
They did it. Broadway. It was a one-day.
Because they did a movie.
Yeah, they did it. They did a movie. But here's the thing is the Broadway show, they finally had after the running. So I got to see it with them.
Was Will Ferrell in it too?
No, this was the Broadway version, not the movie. So I got to see it with them. I picked up a St. Patrick's Day hat. I think I was only 20 years old. I was underage.
So you weren't able to drink. So you weren't able to drink. Here's the thing. So you had St. Patrick's Day sober. 20
years old in New York. They didn't give a shit. So I got fucking
shit-faced. Now,
how
is it in New York on St. Patty's? Because a couple years ago, I was supposed to go there for St. Patty's, and it didn't happen.
I mean, it is what it is. You're at the bars. You're all drinking at St.
Patrick's. Yeah, but is the city, like, kind of dressed up for it? Or just the Irish bars?
Yes and no. All I know is I still, and you'll see me, because I have a hat that I've worn since that day.
I have a hat. The hat is going, I guess.
Now it would be 11 years strong, because it was 2003. That's 2003. But it's one time. I won't tell you the year. But yeah, I still have that hat. It was like one of the best St. Patrick's Day I ever had.
So you got the Broadway show.
I got to see the Broadway show.
Did you go to a few bars?
I went to a few bars. Actually... Sadly, one of the bars was like an Applebee's or a Cheerleaz.
Did you bang an Irish chick?
Oh, man. I was only 20.
Did you have some corned beef and hash?
I hate that shit.
Did you run into any Irish people? Because I always say Irish people, like pure Irish from the country.
Run into them? No.
They're amazing. Their accent. When I was in EMT school one year, I'll tell another St. Patrick's, we went out. And he's Irish. And I was like, dude, you got an amazing accent. Like, in the way he talks.
Yeah, grow up in South Jersey, where we have... Everybody over there.
Yeah,
I hung out with Irish guys every summer long.
True Irishmen.
That were like the guys that would sit at the bar drinking
too
much.
They talk like this. What are you telling me, Paddy?
They don't really talk like that.
No, but these are people that talk like that. This guy was young. And I was like, holy shit, you got a cool
This is more of the... I don't know what I just said. I never knew what they said.
Nobody knows what you said.
They'd beat the shit out of each other and then buy a beer and be fine. Yeah, no.
All right.
Trust me, the Irish...
So producers...
Well, yeah, I got to
see...
I got to have a show watch of the producers.
That's awesome.
Original cast.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking... I have a hat. You will
fuck
see
it.
Like I said,
yes,
it's the same hat
in.
From that year.
Bring it
I've had
tomorrow.
Multiple people try to buy this hat off me. I will not sell it. It's one of those cat in the hat, green and white striped ones.
I have a Guinness hat. A big Guinness hat I got that year that I went bar hopping. It's a big ass Guinness hat. But it got burnt. Somebody burned off of a cigarette on the top. But I have
it wasn't me.
No, it was you.
I'm just letting you know it wasn't me.
No, it could have been you.
Might have been.
Unless you were down in Davie back in 2005. No, you were in New York. So no, you were in New York. No way. All right, so Patriot. Number one, plans for St. Patty's Day? If not, any memorable St. Patty's Day stories? Anything that you've done in the past? Anything that's memorable?
I don't
right?
actually ever do almost anything for St. I usually work.
You've never done anything on St. Patty's Day?
St. Patrick's Day is on a Sunday
this year?
This
year, which sucks ass.
And I do not work Sundays.
I don't either, so what's up?
It's the wrong kind of greeting.
Let's go, Duffy's. Only thing is my son would go. And then we gotta
listen, you go with me, you're getting fucking wasted.
Then no, I can't go with you, because I got to go to work in the morning. Unless you start early.
I got to work till 3, so let's go.
I'll let you know, because my son is probably going to want to go, and then we can I got to... Yeah. I got to put
game.
The regulator on it.
What kind of soccer game? Have you talked about your 1-17 soccer team?
No. We're 3-1, and, you know, it's a big week coming back from spring break. I'm going to tell them. I'll give you guys a speech, so you guys get to hear my... You guys are my players.
Have you been working on this in the mirror?
Yeah. I get up in the morning and I do Nick Saban?
Pretend like we're 14.
All right, you guys are ready? 14. All right, guys, we're 3-1. We're playing this school. I can't name the school, but we're playing the school. We beat them, okay? And then we play another team that we beat them as well. We could end up, by the end of this week, having the best record in the county. Or we could end up being 500. And not knowing what the hell we're doing. Are you ready to rise to the challenge?
But coach, what if we kick the ball 2 inches to the right?
Again, yeah, like in the first half against this other team. But guys, it's just literally 2 inches to the right. You could be winning or losing. And literally, we were that close in some of these games. So, are you ready to do what it takes?
I'm so ready to do what it takes!
All right, let's go.
And I'm ready to get the ice cream! Mom said there's going to be ice cream. All I got to do is stay in the game for 47, 36 seconds.
It's actually 60 minutes now. Yeah, they lowered it.
I don't know.
But anyway.
Listen, it was really a good speech.
Thank you.
I was pumped.
I can't curse and shit, but...
I was pumped.
But the kids are good. I have a good group. I think we have a chance. I think I'm going to get my
name. Are you going to finish it with the win or lose? We're still getting ice cream?
No, they don't do ice cream. They get water.
Well, see, thank God. Playing, well, thank God they get water.
When I was playing, we got oranges. When I was playing, we did oranges. I don't know if you guys ever played soccer.
You're going to go play for 40 minutes. If you don't win, you're not getting any water.
Right.
Shit.
Yeah.
You were winning up to that
moment. They do water breaks now.
You were winning up
to that. Dude, they do water breaks. We never did that when I was growing up. They would play, and we played a half, and then we, you know, have our
water breaks. That's where they have second
team. No, like in 30 minutes, like 60 minutes out of like 15 minutes, they say, all right, water break. They come to the sideline, they drink water, and they go back out and play. They have two water breaks per game. They never did water breaks when I was growing up.
I was
going
to say, where the line change? You just change this fucking grid.
Yeah,
get in there,
no,
you
just put
some
them
water,
to the line.
Whatever.
Right, but no.
You got to stop the game entirely?
They stop the game for like 2 minutes or 3 minutes. And they can't sit on the bench. They have to be like, if that's the line, they got to stay over there, and we have to give them the water.
Well,
yeah,
fuck,
it's so
in 10 years, you better be able to sit down.
I
want to sit down with my water.
I can't sit down. Dating,
I'd like to pinkies up, sip my water, and be like, hey, can I get a newspaper?
Your pinky up.
Okay. So we're on a, listen,
let me
we're
get
on
some
the, fi-
Saint,
we're on the 5 minute break. Don't give me shit, coach. I'm like,
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That team
won
that shit.
The kids are good. The kids, I got a good group. Although I had one kid. You know, they call it a blue card now. You know, I don't know if you guys play soccer. If you ever played, there's
yellow
two cards.
Card,
again.
Red
yellow
card.
Red. Yellow is like you get warning. If you get a second one in a game, that's a red. You get thrown out for the next game. Well, here they have red, which only way you can get a red card is if you fight. Like, literally, you have to fight someone on the field. They have yellow, and they have something called a blue card. So let's say if you take a guy out from behind. One of my players actually did a backslide and took him out. They give him a blue card.
So he targeted him.
He targeted him. He got eliminated. He got taken out of the game, but the blue card says you can come back the next game. Yeah, and if you get a yellow card, you have to come out for a minute. So let's say you foul someone and they give you a card. The player actually has to come out. You have to sub them out, and then the next time there's a stoppage, the kick can come back. So it's like they're getting a timeout. Yeah, this is something I did not deal with when I played soccer, but, you know, hey, whatever. Adapt and overcome, as I learned in fire school. You adapt and overcome.
So what if we just replace the ball with the giant balloon?
Yeah.
We just have them kick the balloon.
Right.
And you go around the field making compliments.
Yeah, no. How about eliminate the goalies and there'd be like fucking
could we just not have goalies?
That would be amazing. I would love
I'd be surprised. I'm pretty sure like hockey they'd miss fucking 30% of the time.
They'd still miss, right? So, but yeah.
Damn, if I was only 2 inches to the left, it would have been in, coach.
Yeah.
Ever since
if it was 2 inches and it was 2 inches more.
The Mighty Ducks. The greatest. And the best part of that movie is when he's like, damn, Charlie. I never realized that. It took me 37 years from the wisdom of a 12-year-old to realize, fuck, I've been losing my life over this shit.
Ducks.
But 2 inches to the right, you would have missed.
Great movie. But, I grew up down here in Florida. We don't fucking play hockey, so I was like, okay.
You're from New Jersey,
a little different for you guys.
Well, we really didn't play hockey either. We were still a couple of fucking degrees off, but...
It's cold
literally,
enough up there. Shit.
Temperature and all that shit. But we got all that salt air, and it doesn't...
not the same. Well, I thank you guys for coming out. Thank you for the surprise, Philly. It's really a pleasure when you come here.
I like to put some randomness.
And then, Patriot, thank you. And definitely keep us posted. I wish you the luck and best of luck.
Keep us posted. Don't omit non-truths.
And remember, sometimes you just gotta whip it out and stick it in their face, and that usually works. Used to work for me back in the day.
Sounds like terrible.
Yeah, that sounds like premeditated.
Well, that's
rape.
What I was told one day. Listen, just whip
Damn.
It out and show it to them. Maybe
this dude
help.
Just took it to a new level.
No. I'm just saying. I'm there. Just kidding.
I'm just gonna like people and not touch them.
Hey, yeah, well, I may touch them a little bit.
Please step away from me as you say
No, you know what I mean. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to Family 05 Rec Room Podcast. You know where to find us. Thank you, boys. Peace.
Fart noises.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Fam 305.